Hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
First of all, this has to be a huge honor for the guys at Toyota Family Stadium for Jabroni of the Week to be opening up for them. They got to be just thrilled.
That's a big deal.
Just thrilled. All right, well, I'll start with my three dishonorable mentions. I'm going to start with the one you brought up to me a few days ago. Noah Syndergaard, who is a pitcher for the New York Mets, injured on Sunday. What he did is he's out with a partially torn lat muscle, which I guess is in I'm not sure where exactly that is.
Yeah, you're not being Dr. Fortner here,
no.
Which is fine.
No, but this happened Sunday afternoon against the Nationals, but he started the game just a few days after refusing an MRI on his biceps, so I guess that's where it is. I'm just reading from an article here because I'm not familiar with the story, but he said he felt great. But the Mets didn't say anything. They weren't going to try to hold him out of the game. He says, I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to go pitch. The Mets were like, okay.
So are you putting it on Syndergaard or on the Mets?
I'm putting it on the Mets.
Okay, because that's how I would do it. You know, Syndergaard is a competitor. He's going to say he's fine no matter what. If you're the Mets, you have got to absolutely, like, strap him down
right
to the MRI machine if necessary.
Yeah, they could have had him skip a start.
Yes.
They could have held him out, but they decided not to. Whatever. Good for you, Mets. All right, you're still my favorite NL team. I adopted them back in the day.
Right.
Well, now go to softball. College softball, you know, it's been going for a little while. Alabama's a top 25 team, and they have a freshman on their team. She is definitely a power hitter. Her name is Bailey Hemphill. Well, this was yesterday against Ole Miss on the road. She tied the game up in the fourth inning with a solo home run right after Alabama just got within a run. And her teammates around home plate getting ready to celebrate. She's going to jump on home plate with both feet. Well, she jumps, but she overshoots home plate. She's still celebrating with her team. You can hear people in the background say, hey, touch home plate. What are you doing? And, well, she goes to the dugout. The ump at that point has already handed a new ball to the pitcher. And when Bailey comes back to touch home plate, she gets tagged out.
Because she's called out.
And she is called out. And what's even funnier is Ole Miss beat Bama on a walk-off single.
That is pretty funny. You know, I kind of get being oblivious to exactly where home plate is because of all of your teammates being around there. That's the thing I don't like about softball. Every home run is treated like a walk-off because the dugout comes out every time. Get that out of there, and you probably won't have players missing home plate.
And, I mean, it happens in college baseball, too, but it's not a huge celebration. It's just they don't come all the way to home plate, just halfway,
right?
Basically. And now my last dishonorable mention, we're going to go to the NFL draft. This happened in the third round when Jets fullback Tony Richardson, I got it right here for you, he doesn't apparently know how to spell Jets. Because, you know, the whole J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
It's pretty simple.
Well, here he is.
With the 79th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York J-E-T-E Jets select Ardarius Stewart, receiver, Alabama.
And you can hear the crowd. You can hear the crowd say, after he says E, or they're like, yeah, oh wait a second. And then you hear the boos come in.
I don't recommend that guy ever try his hand at Wheel of Fortune.
But my Jabroni of the Week, this was by far the best part of the draft. I am a little biased, but let's be real. This was the best troll moment anybody, I think, has ever pulled off in the draft.
Philadelphia did a great job hosting the draft.
I thought so. The crowd showed up. It looked awesome on TV.
It was really like a wrestling event is what it looked like how the crowd was reacting to people coming on stage.
Roger Goodell being booed. Like, I've never heard him booed before, but that's because the numbers were there.
Mm-hmm.
And Philly will let you hear it. I love a Philly wrestling crowd, by the way, one of the best. But it wasn't really it wasn't Philly who got the spotlight on this one. It was Drew Pearson, a former wide receiver. He spent 11 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys in the 70s and 80s. He got to get up there and announce a second round pick in the NFL draft for the Cowboys. And I'm just going to let the audio play itself.
Selected to make the Cowboys second
All right, so my jabroni of the week is those Philly fans. I had to sit there and take it, and all they could do is boo. But my favorite part about this, later it came out that Roger Goodell actually encouraged Drew Pearson,
it was great TV,
to troll the Eagles fans.
It was great TV from Drew Roman Reigns Pearson. That was awesome. I was watching the draft live when that happened, and I just wanted him to stay out there forever. And what was really impressive was the few times that they actually showed some crowd shots, I didn't see very many people flipping the bird.
No.
And I definitely expected that. There were just a lot of thumbs down. But it looks like Philadelphia may get to host the draft again next year just because of how...
The Cowboys. Cowboys are hosting next
year. Oh, are they?
It's going to be in Dallas or Arlington
okay.
or whatever.
Well, it'll be going back to Philly pretty soon,
sure,
based on what I saw this past weekend. That's going to do it. For Mitch, I'm Tyler, handing it off to K-State Baseball next on KMAN.